This video is brought to you by Nebula. Today, Israel invades Rafah, Trump is threatened with jail, and Russia announces tactical nuclear weapons drills. From TLDR News, this is your daily briefing for Tuesday, the 7th of May, 2024. For the past few weeks, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials have been talking up a prospective invasion of Rafah, the last remaining bit of Gaza that hasn't been attacked by the IDF. As Palestinians have fled from other parts of Gaza, including Gaza City, Rafah's population has swelled to about 1.5 million people, more than five times its pre-war level. Israel claim that four Hamas battalions, including much of the group's leadership, is currently hiding out in and around Rafah. But the US and other Israeli allies have warned Netanyahu against an invasion on the grounds that it would probably have an immense humanitarian cost, given the pre-existing strain on Rafah's infrastructure. However, on Monday morning, IDF planes began dropping flyers on the outskirts of Rafah, warning its civilian population to evacuate ahead of a much-anticipated offensive. A few hours later, Hamas suddenly announced that it had agreed to a ceasefire deal negotiated by Egypt and Qatar, sparking hope in Gaza that the war might finally be coming to an end, and in Israel that the remaining hostages might finally be returning home. Somewhat unsurprisingly, though, late on Monday evening, Netanyahu announced that Israel would be going ahead with the planned invasion of Rafah, and the IDF warned the 100,000 civilians living in the outskirts of southern Rafah to evacuate to a new, quote, humanitarian zone on the Gaza coast around Khan Yunis. On Tuesday morning, there were reports of tanks rolling into the Rafah border crossing with Egypt, and an Israeli invasion of Rafah now looks imminent, if it hasn't started already. Now, in a sense, this is unsurprising. After all, Israeli ministers and officials have been talking up the invasion of Rafah for a while now, and Netanyahu will probably be hoping to pressure Hamas into accepting more concessions in the ceasefire negotiations. Netanyahu has also pursued a pretty maximalist strategy in Gaza since October, and even if it's not his primary motivation, continuing and escalating the war is the best way for Netanyahu to stave off an election. Given that, if he were to agree to a ceasefire, then the more hawkish ministers in his government, namely National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, would probably resign and bring down the government. Nonetheless, the coming invasion of Rafah will almost definitely do significant harm to Israel's weathered international reputation, especially if the collateral damage is as bad as expected. There's more on the way, but remember to subscribe and ring the bell for more daily briefing tomorrow. Plus, if you want to support the channel like Zach Holter, then consider joining the new TLDR membership program for just $1.99. Moving to the US now, where the trial of former President Donald Trump is still ongoing. The trial is a first in a number of key ways, not least that it's the first time a former president has stood trial in a criminal case. However, even aside from the historic nature of the trial, it's continuing to hit the headlines, mainly thanks to the actions of the former president. This morning, prosecutors have warned Mr. Trump that he could be held in contempt of court, and possibly even subsequently serve time, if he continues to breach his gag order. It was only last week that Trump posted on social media that the trial is unfair because the jury is, quote, 95% Democrat. The former president has, so far, violated his gag order 10 times, and has now gotten to the point where the judge has stated that, while the last thing I want to do is put Mr. Trump in jail, at the end of the day, I have a job to do, and that job is to protect the dignity of the judicial system. It's worth pointing out, though, that prosecutors are not yet seeking jail for the former president in relation to his gag order breaches. Moving to Russia now, where officials have announced that tactical nuclear missile drills will take place. This announcement came following what Russia calls threats by Western officials. Specifically, Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesperson, pointed out that recent statements by the French President Emmanuel Macron and British Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron have brought in a completely new round of escalation and tension. Last week, the French president refused to rule out potentially deploying French troops if Kyiv were to request them, and Lord Cameron stated that Ukraine had the right to use British weapons to strike within Russia. As a result, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced on Monday that he would be staging tactical nuclear weapons drills, and that these would involve missile formations as well as air and naval forces. For their part, NATO has hit back at this announcement, saying that such drills would be dangerous and irresponsible, and that NATO remains vigilant. All of this comes around the same time that Putin is inaugurated as president for the fifth time. We'll update you if and when these military drills do take place. We'll move to discuss some science news now, specifically an update on Boeing's first ever crewed spaceflight. The mission was set to take place on Monday night and was meant to carry two astronauts to the International Space Station in a capsule known as Starliner. It will now take off no earlier than Friday. The flight was cancelled only 2 hours before launch, with the company stating that there was an issue with the oxygen relief tank in the Atlas rocket, with engineers stating that the valve had been rapidly opening and closing in the period before launch. They were keen to stress, though, that there was no issue with the Starliner spacecraft itself. The flight should have actually taken off back in 2017, but thanks to a wide array of production, hardware and software issues, it's still yet to take off. In that time, Boeing's commercial rival, SpaceX, has completed 340 launches and sent more than 50 astronauts into orbit. In the final uplifting story today, we discuss new research that led to recordings of blue whale song in the Antarctic region. The research took place over 2 decades and included analysis of thousands of hours of audio, and has concluded that blue whales are swimming across the Southern Ocean with growing regularity. Speaking about these results, Brian Miller, a senior researcher at the Australian Antarctic Division, said that either the blue whales are increasing in number or we're increasing in our ability to find them, and both of those things are good news. He added that, "We think the message is, I'm a blue whale, I'm here." There's definitely going to be some new developments with this story, though, so keep an eye out for future developments. Anyway, the best way to stay on top of the news is with Nebula News. If you haven't heard, we've launched a project alongside our partners at Nebula called Nebula News, where every day the TLDR team curates a selection of videos that matter most in the world right now. As you surely already know, Nebula is the thoughtful streaming service that's pushing boundaries on what independent creators can do with their content, including Nebula News, where we handpick a feed of content which should help you keep up to date with everything you need to know to sound smart and be truly informed. We believe that in a confusing and overwhelming news environment, knowing what to pay attention to is important. You can't track every story, so our curation should help to surface what really matters, showing you videos from TLDR and other superb creators that help you understand the world around you quickly and easily. It's not just curated news content brought to you directly by us. Nebula also features loads of exclusive original content. That's things like Real Life Law's brand new series War Room, which every month runs you through a whole load of ongoing conflicts to keep you in the loop. You can also watch every TLDR video on Nebula ad-free, and in many instances, before they land on YouTube. Now, if you've already subscribed to Nebula, you can find the brand new Nebula news section at nebula.tv/news. And be sure to bookmark or save that link so you can use it as your TLDR-ified news homepage. If you're not a member already, then click the link in the description to sign up now. If you do, you'll get 40% off an annual plan by using our link. That's less than £2 a month. Plus, Nebula will know that you came from us, which really helps us out. We've got some really great feedback from existing members, so I hope you enjoy all the effort we're going to with Nebula News.